Good morning. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Little Jeff Hamilton trio in the background, and we're very fortunate to have Jeff Hamilton, the man, in the studio this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Robert. Great to be here.
And this trio on this CD is pretty much the group that you have here in Sitka for this festival.
Right. This trio has been together for 7 years, and this edition of my trio, and we're all up here with our overcoats on and our scarves.
Well, that's good. That's good. We wouldn't want you to give you the wrong impression or come away from Sitka with the wrong sort of understanding here. But so it's you and Tamir Hendelman, who I think Sitka audiences are familiar with.
Right. He was here last year.
And Christoph Luthi.
Right.
And you and Christoph are making your first appearance here.
In Sitka yes.
Tonight. So that'll and concerts are, just so people No, we'll get it. I'll say it now. 6:30 tonight. It's Friday night. 6:30 at the Performing Arts Center at Sitka High School. 6:30 tomorrow evening. You're going to perform as well.
Both
in that,
nights.
In
yes.
that set. And then are you going to be at the Harrigan Centennial Hall for the Brown Bag Lunch today, or was yesterday the only chance?
Yesterday was the only chance because we'll be at Sitka High School today at about 1:30, I guess.
Working with the...
No, giving a concert.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, at Sitka High School with the trio and the young guitarist Graham Dechter.
Okay, for the student body at large. Well, I guess I should... Just as a matter of disclosure, say I have some inside information on you. My son was in the 8th grade band last year. He went to Moscow, Idaho for the Lionel Hampton Festival and reported to me yesterday when I told him that I was going to be interviewing you today. He said, "Jeff Hamilton, Dad, the greatest drummer in the world."
Well, your son has excellent taste at such an early age.
But he did qualify it. He did say, "You're the greatest performance drummer," Wally Gator Watson, who gave him a pair of drumsticks when he was in 7th grade, is, according to him, the greatest show drummer.
Okay. All right. So, well, he must get more free sticks than I get. I'll have to ante up here.
But it's some incredible high standards, at least from the students. And I noticed that yesterday I was at the Brown Bag luncheon, and there were some kids in the audience, some young kids, I mean elementary school kids, who you and Christoph began kind of a dialogue between the bass and the drum, just kind of a, I don't know, sort of a bit of a sparring, a bit of a, I don't know.
Trading back and forth.
Yeah, trading. Mm-hmm. And I thought these kids, they were doing the air drum thing. I thought they were going to have to be restrained because they were, something in that really got to them. Hmm. And I just wondered, do you sense, as a percussionist, do you find that you have kind of a, I don't know, a direct route to students and, you know, just something about you get on their frequency faster with drums?
Generally, I can't say all students because I think different parts of the world affect that wherever you play. Mm-hmm. I think this community has such a healthy music education at such a young age, and that isn't found all over the world. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. I think just the nature of the community, the upbringing here is a lot different than growing up in Los Angeles, for example. And I think there are a lot of distractions for a lot of younger people now, and they can go many different ways. But when they hear something that really gets to them, they latch on to it. And fortunately for the jazz community, these young people really dig the music, and so they allow you to feel the connection with them. But I can't say all students all over the world I have that connection with.
Well, is this something that you do? You mentioned you're from Los Angeles. Do you go out and do a lot of this kind of touring where workshops are sort of a part of the gig, or is it mainly kind of a performance
thing? I would say between the trio and just me going out and doing solo clinics, I probably do 30 a year, and the rest of it is mostly concerts and playing the music with the trio. And I don't really teach that much anymore because of my touring schedule between my trio and the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra and then Diana Krall. So there's an awful lot of days on the road where it doesn't allow you to do a lot of clinics and workshops.
I always ask the visiting artist to the Sitka Jazz Festival, what was the appeal for you? Did Tamir Hendelman have to pitch this to you? I mean, Jackie Ryan was in here yesterday telling kind of a funny story about how Tamir Hendelman sort of recommended that she come to Alaska in January. To, and it must be, I mean, you got to get sort of warmed up to the idea of coming to Alaska in January.
I'll try to make this brief, but it started back at the Lionel Hampton Festival, probably, whenever John Clayton was the guest up here. So five years ago, maybe 6 years ago. And a gentleman from Sitka walked up and presented me with a salmon wrapped in, you know, ice and ready to take back on the plane with me. And I went, man, now that's hospitality. You know, they don't know me, and they came here to the festival and presented me with some fish. Now that's happening. So that was my first knowledge of Sitka and the hospitality. Then Dwenna Howie, who's on faculty at University of Idaho, lived here for many years and had been talking about Sitka and the festival for quite some time. We got to get you up there. Yeah. So I tried for about 3 years to get up here, and scheduling didn't allow. And so Ira Napis, also a member of our Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, who's a fisherman too, as well as John Clayton. So they talked about, you've got to get up there and just experience the beauty of Sitka and go out on the boat, which we did yesterday, and it was just remarkable. I've never had an experience like that in my life, and I've been all over the world. And this yesterday was really incredible, with whales, you know, humpbacks 20 feet away from the boat. So it's old hat to you, but it really is something to me. It's a lot different than sitting on a freeway, you know, for an hour. So it was remarkable, and everybody who told me about this was absolutely right. So no, I didn't really have to have my arm twisted too much. I just had to clear out the schedule to allow for it.
And I understand, just you did manage to get a hold of your wife yesterday while you were watching those waves.
Right. I used my cell phone off the back of the boat, and I said, gee, I've seen 20 eagles in an hour, and I've seen 5 humpback whales 20 feet away. And she said, oh, that's nice. I'm sitting in the parking lot of Trader Joe's.
Oh, well, such is instant communication.
Yeah, I hope I can get back in the front door on Monday.
Well, as we mentioned, you're going to be doing some work or performing for students today, and you're going to be a concert tonight and playing tomorrow night as well. And the percussionist in jazz, I mean, the rhythm section, it's really critical. But I noticed yesterday that when we were talking about those kids who needed to be sort of tied down, is that you sort of found a kind of a voice with the drums. It contributes more than just momentum to performance, but you found a way to kind of be expressive with it. That might be what my kid was talking about. And I wonder, at what point in your life did you realize that you could speak with the drums as well as just kind of, you know, keep something going for other musicians?
Well, I don't know that there was an exact time, but as a jazz student, I knew what I wanted to do when I was a kid. At 10 years old, I wanted to be the next Gene Krupa, and, you know, that was going to happen or else, and so I didn't quite make it, but nonetheless happy with my career and the people I get to play with. But you, as a jazz student, you're taught, find your own voice, because jazz is really the only kind of music that you can fully express yourself, and people pay a cover charge to come in and hear you tell them what kind of day you had. And it's all about the improvisation within the rules. You have to know the rules before you break them. And as you are growing as a jazz musician, you just start to find your voice without you really knowing it. It starts with your sound. Each of us have a different speaking voice, and that just kind of happens. It evolves in us as individuals. And the same thing is true. You find your voice on your own instrument, and it's based on listening to a lot of the masters before us, having mentors guide you through some of the dilemmas that you encounter and the obstacles and how to get around those or through them. And then you start developing your own sense of, I don't need to ask the mentor how to do this. I can figure this out. One of the things I enjoy doing is connecting with other musicians. One of my pet peeves early on was playing a rock'em sock'em, you know, drum solo, and you blow the windows out, and you finish, and you're trying to bring the band in, and they're looking at you like, where are you? So I wanted to communicate with them and be clear that I want to play the form of the song just like you do. So here's the end of this phrase. Here's the end of the song, and I'll bring you in. And that's one of the things I really wanted to do early on, and they appreciated it, and musicians let me know that. So one way to do that is to quote the melody of the song. Mm-hmm. And that snaps everybody's head around. Oh, we know where he is now.
Right.
So I enjoy things like playing melodies at the drums and trying to convince people that I really am playing the melody on four drums. I love to play brushes, which is a smooth sound. And so it's just the sound that you get from the instrument, I think, is what captures the ear before any of the technique or the speed or the flair or whatever. I think the sound that each individual gets from their instrument is the most important thing.
Yeah, and yesterday during Jackie's number, What a Difference a Day Makes, I think you were sort of playing some light samba or something,
right?
just with your hands.
Yeah, we'd never done that with her. And that's the spontaneity of jazz. She walked up, and I didn't hear the tune that she called.
Mm-hmm.
She said something to Tamir, said something to Christoph, and she looked at me and said, What a Difference a Day Makes. First chorus, bolero. Second chorus, swing. And she turned around, and we started it. And I'm thinking, bolero. Okay, Ravel. How's this going to work? You know. So I just sort of made do with what I had at the time. And those weren't my drums. You know. So that's
right.
another thing. You got to get your voice on whatever you're playing.
I'm sure there are a lot of people listening right now who are at that concert just as amazed as I am to hear that you guys just pulled that together.
Yeah, I'm still pretty
right
amazed. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't.
It was good. Well, more... There's more of this to look forward to tonight, 6:30 at the Performing Arts Center at Sitka High School. Tomorrow at 6:30, as well. And I just thanks so much. Yeah.
One last thing.
Sure.
I took a peek at the hall yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and it is absolutely beautiful. It's such an intimate setting, and the acoustics in there are so incredible. I can't wait to get the trio in there and play some of the things that we play that require you to sort of not breathe while we're playing, because the acoustics in there are just wonderful. So I encourage people to come out and support this beautiful, brand new facility that we're going to be playing the first festival, jazz festival in.
Well, the performing arts, that venue is just, it's sort of an explosion waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a little bit of music in there, some of the student performances,
mm-hmm.
and they've just been so outstanding compared to the old gym setting that I think a lot of people have been looking forward to seeing this festival in this setting. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, one of the first things that got my attention was that, you know, it has the new smell and the new carpet and the new seats, and there wasn't a hint of locker room in there.
There
at
you
all,
go.
So.
That's good. The new auditorium smell. Gotta love it. Jeff Hamilton, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for coming to Sitka.
Thank you, Robert. It's my pleasure.
I've been speaking with Jeff Hamilton. He's here with his trio, including Tamir Hendelman and Christoph Ludi. They'll be performing tonight and tomorrow night at the Performing Arts Center here in Sitka. Tickets are on sale at Old Harbor Books here in Sitka.